Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Adam.
Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How you doing this morning?
Doing good. It's Friday. Good times.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, and I have your three headlines here. If you pick the real one, you're going to go to Coney Island to the star Sunlight Pool.
All right.
Does that sound awesome?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I know. Hanging out at the pool. All right. So which one is real? Is it A? Couple busted for speeding has 10 pounds of pot and 100 stolen rats in their car. Is it B? A group is busted with a truckload of illegal fireworks and 3 dead alligators. Or C? Woman driving topless has 6 chickens and 4 turkeys in the back seat.
Let's go with C on this one.
No, you should have gone with B. Today is the day of fireworks and alligators.
Yeah, I guess when you're trafficking illegal goods, you can't always be picky about what you traffic. Cops in Staten Island, New York, arrested a group of 10 people this week after they were caught with a truckload of illegal fireworks they were planning to sell. And along with the fireworks, they were also hauling 3 dead alligators. We assume they were planning to sell them.
Tastes like chicken.
Isn't it a little gristly, kind of?
I don't know.
I had one alligator bite one time.
We'll say it tastes like chicken. Okay, well, I'll order the chicken then.
Yeah.
Alligator meat. We haven't heard anything else about what they were planning on doing with those alligators. Police tweeted out a photo of the fireworks, but not the gators. They did mention them in the tweet, though, and specifically said they were not joking. The people they arrested are facing charges for fireworks trafficking and unlawfully transporting 3 alligator carcasses.
So I mentioned this in my last album. I just want to give you an update. I still don't want to have children. My husband doesn't either. That's why we got married. That's not the only reason, but it was like a great thing to come together on. And, you know, people always say the same thing. You'll change your mind. And I just think that's so rude. Like, I don't know my mind. Like, I don't say to someone who's pregnant, like, you'll change your mind. You know, like, my point about not having the kids is that I just don't think that I'm very maternal. I feel like if I had a little daughter and she was like, Mommy, there's a monster under my bed, I would be in my room like, I know, that's where they live. That's why I'm not coming in there. Do not talk to the clown on your chair. He will mess you up. Okay, good night.
Comedian Jen Kirkman. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. It's 11 after 7. Mix of sun and clouds today. Chance of a pop-up. And a high of 87. Right now, 67 at Cincinnati's Q102. So how early is too early to start drinking on the weekends? We're going to settle that once and for all right here today on the Jeff and Jen Morning Show.
We're not the best people to ask over here.
No.
Are you awake? There you go.
It is Friday, the 26th of June of 2020, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Hey, we can stop saying, oh, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, because a lot of us think it's apparently okay to drink earlier than that, at least on weekends. More than 2,500 Americans were asked, how early is too early to enjoy your first adult beverage on non-work days?
I mean, is 6 a.m. too early for a mimosa?
No.
I mean, there's your answer.
Or a Bloody Mary when you get to the airport. I mean, seriously. Yeah.
Or a beer in the shower at a resort.
Shower beer, yes, one of my favorites.
And 23% said we should wait until 5 p.m. Only 23%.
5 o'clock?
PM? I mean, if you start drinking.
Yes.
Mimosas and Bloody Marys at, you know, 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. Are you going to need a nap?
Oh, yeah. That's part of the joy.
Okay. So you drink and then you nap and then you start drinking again.
If you want, you don't have
round
to.
Round one.
See, on the other hand, I like to, like, take it slow and steady. And you just mix in some water along with the mimosa. And then you just crash out about 7 p.m.
And no one says you got to go all day. You can just have a couple in the morning.
Yeah. Like brunch. It's a fantastic time of day.
16% said it's okay to start drinking at noon, and 10% said that 10 in the morning or earlier is fine.
10%.
Uh-huh. Another 8% said 11 a.m. 26%, this is the vast majority of people, said sometime between 1 and 4 o'clock. So I guess psychologically, I need to tell myself that having a cocktail after lunch is acceptable. Men are almost twice as likely to think that morning drinking is okay on the weekends. And a lot of people in their 20s also agreed with that.
Mm-hmm. Just think about all those golf outings that you know, people have, and trips to Keeneland, tailgating for Bengals games. I mean, all that's like super early drinking.
Overall, most people describe themselves as either social, weekend, or special occasion drinkers.
That's you, Jen, right?
I'm special occasion.
Special occasion.
Haven't always been, but yeah.
Over a third said they don't drink at all. And then 3% said they enjoy a drink at every opportunity. And only 5% of us drink every day.
I don't do that.
Only 5%. That's one out of 20 people that are drinking every day.
Every day.
I know that's people that do, though. I mean, I know people that every day, and that they don't get drunk.
They just have like an evening cocktail or something.
Yeah, or they'll have a glass of wine after they put the kids down or with dinner or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like my grandfather was not an alcoholic, but, you know, he liked a glass of red wine, or, you know, maybe it was a whiskey when he would watch Walter Cronkite, you know.
Yeah. There was a friend of mine, his grammy, every day at 4 p.m. would have a Manhattan, even into her 90s. She lived to be 99 years old.
And that's not something you pour. That's something you got to spend some time actually making. Yeah.
Each day at 4 p.m., one Manhattan, and that was it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is real or not, but if you introduce a groundbreaking concept like this, you almost have to follow through. There is a rumor online that the food company Stouffer's is working on a machine that serves macaroni and cheese on tap.
How does a glorious thing like that work?
I want to see it come out.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Like soft serve, similar to a soft serve machine.
Just kind of.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so cute. Hold, please.
A reporter in Cleveland tweeted about it, and then a bunch of other stations across the country picked it up, but then the tweet got pulled down.
What does that mean?
Some guy also tweeted out a rendering of what a Mac on tap machine might look like, which I think is what you're looking at.
It's got a big cheesy noodle as the handle, which is just darling.
Yeah. Stouffer's responded. Their tweet said, "Would you look at that?" Almost like they were just seeing it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tweeted back and offered to beta test it for them. And they said, "We'll keep you in mind."
Now, is Stouffer's, though, is that as good as Kraft?
You know,
I feel like they're two completely different foods.
Yes. Amen. Right? I was just going to say the same thing. Yeah. Stouffer's is like when you need to take a dish to a party sometimes and you're like, I'm going to put a mac and cheese in the oven. I think it takes like 50 minutes to cook, but it's nice and creamy. The noodles are a little bigger. Kraft is in a different zone.
Yeah.
I don't think they make a frozen version of any mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Kraft.
I don't think so either.
Mm.
They're both good, though. Both delightful.
Well, can you really go, Rhymey? You have to really screw up mac and cheese. The when you do a gluten-free with vegan cheese, it's a little rough. But that's like the only way to really screw up macaroni and cheese.
No, let's be real. That's not macaroni and cheese.
It's the best substitute we can find for those who macaroni can't eat
sauce.
Dairy and right wheat.
Cheese
but,
sauce.
Ooh.
But you gotta follow those directions precisely.
When was the last time you guys even had mac and cheese? Anybody?
Been a long time.
See how I feel like got it as a side somewhere.
Yeah. See, now I want to stop at Noodles and Company today
and get the mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I take that back. Actually, it was 2 weeks ago for me, too, because we were at someone's house and they served it as a side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't even tell you.
Yeah. Going to take a break here while we ponder our favorite macaroni
too
and cheese.
While we check our Uber Eats app.
I mean, just in this town, we have a lot of great mac and cheeses. You know, we got Ruby's mac and cheese, which is excellent. And, you know, let's also not forget, it's not Jay Alexander's anymore. They renamed it like
Redlands.
Yeah, I mean, that mac and cheese is fantastic, too. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh, I forgot about that place.
Mac Shack. Carrot cake.
Oh, Mac Shack is wonderful.
They're on
the Fleetwood Mac is my
Are they? Are they open?
Not till 11, I don't think.
Oh, man.
I know.
I swear, though, the other day when I don't remember why I pulled up Uber Eats in here, but I think there's a pizza place that's delivering at this time.
Well, I'm going to investigate.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.